I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Peter Rayner and Claudia Puig. First up, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Claudia.
I thought this was dull, complicated, and overproduced. It's a soulless cog in the ever-expanding franchise machinery of Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's just, you have to have seen Disney Plus's WandaVision, and it makes it really hard to be a casual fan because you need to have a whole lot of backstory, and it just isn't really worth it.
Benedict Cumberbatch stars in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It's rated PG-13 and in wide release. Hit the Road, a road movie set outside Tehran. It's the feature directorial and writing debut of Pana Panahi. Peter.
A really auspicious first feature by the son of the great Jafar Panahi. It's a road movie, but it's quite a bit more than that as it develops into something that really, I think, strikes home both emotionally and narratively.
Hit the Road is unrated at Lemley's Royal in West L.A. and Town Center 5 in Encino. Happening is a French drama directed and co-written by Audrey Diwan, starring Anna Maria Bartolome. Claudia.
Although this is set in 1963, it does feel eerily prescient on the heels of the leaked decision by the Supreme Court. It gives a very powerful look at what could be in store for women. It follows this sort of thriller horror story of a college student that is growing increasingly anxious and fraught as she has to deal with an unwanted pregnancy. And it's very well acted and intense and well made.
Happening is rated R. It's at the Landmark in West L.A. Next week, it expands to Lemley's Theaters. And Black Box, a thriller in French. Peter.
Yeah, this is a taut thriller that a black box analyst has to investigate a mysterious plane crash. It gets a little more outlandish as it goes along, which ultimately makes the film unravel. But at its best, it has some connection to films like The Conversation and Blowout.
Black Box stars Pierre Ninet. The film is directed and co-written by Yen Guzlan. It's unrated at Lemley's Glendale Theater. And finally, the documentary Fiddler's Journey Toward the Big Screen, directed by Daniel Rame. Claudia.
Oh, this is a lovely, affectionate tribute to a wonderful film that just celebrated its 50th anniversary. Has some really great interviews, particularly by the young actresses who played the daughters of Tevye. And it has, it's really a very much a documentary that focuses on Norman Jewison and, you know, what it took to make this film. It has some wonderful little bits of trivia, like the fact that Frank Sinatra wanted to play Tevye.
Who would have guessed? Fiddler's Journey to the Big Screen is unrated at several of the Lemley theaters. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.